The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
It is the Business News Hour, and with us in studio, we're going to shine our small business spotlight on Claire Rudison. Claire Rudison and I met up just about a week ago or so, and he has, he's reached out on his own to start his own adventure. I says, you got to come in and let's talk about this. Claire, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Mike. I enjoy it.
So tell me a little bit about who you are and what you're doing.
Okay. My name's Claire Rudison. I'm a native of Houston, Texas. My parents are native Iowans. My mother's from Des Moines.
So that's how you got back here, huh?
Yeah, my father was from Marshalltown, Iowa.
Got it.
But all my brothers and sisters were born in Houston. We're here. I'm here doing work. I've done work with the Iowa Department of Human Rights.
Uh-huh.
I'm on the executive board with the Human Rights Department. I also am the chairperson for the Iowa Commission on the Status of African Americans, academician, as a matter of fact, a clergyman.
Well, as a matter of fact, a good friend of yours and mine, I had a short breakfast with him yesterday, Jonathan Narcisse, who indicated to me that he wanted you to preach his funeral service.
Oh, my God. He did ask me to do that.
I know, yeah.
And I'm elated that someone would even think of
I understand.
Doing something like that.
So the other day when we were together at the Martin Luther King Jr. celebration, you made a call out to all the people that were there saying that what we need here in Central Iowa is a focus on African-American business incubators, some place to start. Tell us about that.
I want to push it a little further than just saying African-American.
Okay.
Because I'm saying African, all black people.
All right.
Depends on wherever they come from the African diaspora.
All right.
There's a need here in this city because even in this state, Iowa, Des Moines is a great place to be for young professionals and others, but there's two sides to this city. There's major disparity here in the state of Iowa. And I know and I'm inclined to believe that we really do need incubators to create businesses because being a product of the 60s, I remember growing up in the inner city of Houston, Texas, and due to segregation, we had our own businesses. My father was a furniture store owner.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the community had, not everybody in the community,
but people had
their own businesses.
Sure.
Our own doctors were in our community, our own pharmacists, our own teachers, all our principals, everybody was predominantly.
So during Jim Crow South,
mm-hmm.
individuals in minority communities in the black community ended up having to do their own economic development and create businesses serving their community.
Absolutely.
Is that absent today, Claire?
It has diminished extremely here in Des Moines. And that's why I feel that there's really a need for us to rise and create these incubators. As a matter of fact, while I was talking to the governor, I told her that we basically need to create a broad-based black business empowerment program to help some of the people because so many folks might not get hired here that happen to be from my demographics.
Uh-huh.
And there's something that you can do. There's something that you can make. There's no telling. There's some services that you are possibly that you can give to others for a price.
Sure. Let me share with you something that Jonathan said to me just the other day. And we were talking about white folks and racism and things like that. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, there's a time when my community, his community, the African-American, the black community, needs to stop saying racism, racism, racism on whites and get together and let's do something for ourselves.
Absolutely.
Do you subscribe to that?
I do, without a doubt. Because you look at history and look at what happened after Reconstruction when blacks created universities with nothing, leaving from plantations with nothing. all through the South, there were black universities, black businesses created all through the South. And up north as well.
Yes, there were. And interestingly enough, you talk about that history. There were also what they called the Negro Leagues in baseball and other sporting events. And those were all organized and run and managed. Now, true to the effect that the individuals couldn't drink out of a drinking fountain, couldn't use the restroom, couldn't sit at the counter, couldn't do all of those. I'm also a child of the 60s from Detroit, by the way.
So all right.
I know. So I get it. So at the same time, we're supposed to have this equality here, but yet that has not trickled into the entrepreneurial spirit or opportunities in the black community. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed. It's from the entrepreneurial spirit as well as other areas.
What would you like? Your business is what? What are you doing now?
Well, what I'm doing right now, I'm working at, I'm the principal of a consultant for Rudison Consultancy Firm.
You're the guy.
Yeah, I'm the guy. But the thing is, I'm doing cross-cultural network advising. I'm communicating. I know how to communicate with people from different cultures. Businesses need this.
Yes.
Especially as homogenized as Iowa is. There's a need for people to know how to communicate with other people. Because if you don't, you might destroy a relationship. You might lose out on a business deal. Because looking at economically what's going on with the stock market due to the global market, stock market's 26,000 points and has never been there before. So we have to learn how to deal with other people outside of the United States and get this isolationist mentality out of our minds.
Claire Rudison, ladies and gentlemen, he's with us. We're talking about his business and in bringing together individuals, having the conversation relative to different ways to communicate with people, as well as the call to put together some type of a black empowerment opportunity in the community.
Yes.
Now there are, and I have been in the African American community often, and for a good reason. I was very active. There are barbershops, there are seamstresses, there are a plethora of black churches in Des Moines. I mean, just a bunch.
Yes.
I think there's 54 of them. I've been to every one. And
I have, too.
I can imagine you have. But yet, there is a massive amount of inequality when it comes to wages, when it comes to housing. When it comes to business opportunity, how do we fix that, Claire?
Well, we have to create our own businesses so we can do this. Too many times we look at how the dollar is spent in the black community. And if you look at that in comparison to other ethnic groups, the dollar stays in their community for quite some time. In the African-American community, when most people get paid, they usually, the dollar in the black community doesn't stay in our community for 6 hours.
Really?
6 hours. 6 hours, and then the money is gone to others.
Got it. All right. So that in itself also helps this disenfranchisement, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So to build businesses, to build an economic base for the black community, where do you start, Claire?
Right with me.
I like that idea. Right with you.
That's it.
And let's talk about that.
Well, what I'm doing, I had a New Year resolution and was working.
You were working for somebody else.
Yeah, the Evelyn Davis Center for Working Families. I was there for 4 years as a career coach.
And so you decided to be your own career coach.
Absolutely. I'm training people and helping people. I said, why don't you do it for yourself?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's time to do for yourself. I've done for others, and I love to help people. I really love to help people. But if it's not putting money in your pocket in a capitalist system, it doesn't mean too much. It might be good for someone to help somebody obtain employment and help their family. But what is it doing in your bank account?
Correct. Claire Rudison, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what he was talking about at the 29th annual Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration just this past last week on Monday. You gave a very stirring address to those who were there. And it had to do, and that's why you're here today, is that that's what really caught my ear was this call about economic development in communities that we don't often talk about or know much about.
Well, look at 50314 zip code.
Yes.
The poorest zip code in the entire state of Iowa, right here in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you look at that particular area, the communities are inundated with nonprofit organizations. There's hardly any
taxable revenue.
There's a hospital, Mercy, all these other big places around there, but nothing's coming back to that community. So if that money, that revenue is not coming back to the community, our schools look the way they look. All of these things look the way they look because we don't own our homes in our communities.
They're rentals.
Rentals. Only probably less, maybe 10% of the entire city amongst blacks. Only 10% probably are homeowners. So there's a problem, and I'm here to try to address it.
His name is Claire Rudison, ladies and gentlemen. This is really a sobering conversation and something that we don't talk about much in our chambers of commerce, in our Greater Des Moines partnership locations. We don't. We're so focused on so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great community in which to live and work and prosper and get educated and all of those kinds of things. But to shine a light, if you will, mm-hmm. on some other issues is equally important, I would think.
Absolutely.
What did the governor say to you when you suggested this?
Well, I told the governor that prior to her being appointed as the new governor, I came to Governor Branstad with the same issue and brought forth a written proposal. And I also am contacting our governor, our new governor now, and letting her know that I need to speak with her because it is something that needs to be done. For instance, we're number three in the nation with the incarceration of African Americans. Many African Americans who have the label of a felon or ex-offender on occasions will not have the opportunity to get gainful employment. But yet some men and women know how to do things that they can create their own businesses. And I prefer, as a matter of fact, paying myself instead of somebody else paying me.
Got it. You know, one of the things that we've talked about in the past is how when communities realize all of the possibilities that they have intrinsic to their own area and start to build on that rather than go out and start to bring outside influences to the community,
it doesn't
work so often. I mean, it works better if you can home grow.
Yes. I noticed something. I'm going to digress for a minute because looking at my background and remembering coming up as a kid in Houston, we had one of the oldest black banks west of the Mississippi called Riverside Bank. And a gentleman named Quentin Meese, who was once the director of the Crocker Street YMCA, was partial owner of that bank down in Houston.
Hmm.
I met him as a child. I was about 1966, 1967, and my parents rushed us to the room for us to meet Mr. Meese. That bank was the first bank that I ever put any money in. My father banked in that bank. There's no black banks here in Iowa, and there's need for it.
You know, these are all missed opportunities, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, missed opportunities. His name is... Claire Rudison. I'm sorry, Claire.
My dad said it was French and Jewish, so I'm here. But I'm here.
We have something else in common then.
Mazel tov.
Claire Rudison, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever have an opportunity to meet this gentleman, he is not only inspiring in the way he speaks, but he is one of these kinds of individuals that just enfolds you with his sensibility. Thank you for doing this, Claire. And we will post contact information for you on the business blog.
I appreciate that.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you very much.
All right, sir.
You have a great day.
You as well.
Okay.